This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Do you remember that TV show The Incredible Hulk? The main character was a scientist. His name was Dr. David Banner. Now, David Banner was basically a very friendly man, but whenever he got angry, his eyes would turn green and he'd be transformed into this big green hulking monster. Now, if you were in need, he'd come and save you, but God help you, if you were the one he was mad at, he'd pick you up, throw you to the other side of the room like you're a rag doll. Now, Dr. Banner didn't like what anger did to him. In fact, the whole show, The Incredible Hulk, is built around Dr. Banner's desire to find a cure to stop him from doing this. So it seemed to me, as I thought about it, if you don't learn to deal with your temper, it could turn you into a monster of a person. In fact, it could change you into someone that you really don't want to be. Do you know, this sort of thing happened in the Bible. It happened to a man called Cain in Genesis chapter 4. This is from the Old Testament. Cain, he was a guy with a bad temper to start with. He didn't deal with it, and it turned him into a monster, an evil person. Let me just sort of try to put this into some setting for you. Adam and Eve had two sons. One was Cain, and the other was Abel. And in Genesis 4, we read that Abel, he kept the flocks, and Cain worked in the soil. So God had blessed Cain and Abel with this ability to work with their hands. So Cain had a wife, he had a job, he had his health, he was doing pretty well. He had a God in heaven who was watching out for him. Isn't it true that when we get angry, we forget about the good things that we've been blessed with? I'm sure there's so much that you've got that you say, I've been blessed. And all we can think about is how we've been wronged, or how my rights have been violated, or someone didn't speak to me the other day, or we didn't get what we deserved. So you've probably discovered that life is not fair. It's not always easy, and we know there are difficulties and disappointments, hard times. But one thing that'll help us, I think, put something into perspective is to take time to thank God for what we've already got. God loves you, and he loves you so much that he will not deprive you of what you don't need. He will help you. He has your best interests at heart. So I think Abel, from the Old Testament story, understood this, and Cain probably did deep down. He realized that everything good thing they had came from God. So they decided to give back to God a small portion of what God had given them. The Bible says that Cain offered God some fruits of the soil. Abel gave God the fat portions of the firstborn of the flock he had. And then in Genesis 4, God looked with favor on Abel's offering, but he rejected Cain's offering. Why did that happen? Why did God reject Cain's offering? Was there something wrong with it? Maybe Cain, you know, almost said, well, Lord, what did I do that was so bad? You've blessed me in every other way, and I just wanted to show my appreciation. Well, maybe Abel just didn't give God any sort of old slice of meat. He gave them the fat of the firstborn, the best part. Well, God saw something in Cain's life and in Cain's attitude that made the offering unacceptable. Not quite sure what it was. It's true that God's concerned with much of what you are in giving yourself. Some people give money to the church or to charities. That's great. But what is it? What are you really giving God of yourself? Are you giving him your heart and soul? Or are you just going through the motions, perhaps, of going to church and maybe putting something in the offering bag or the offering plate? Or, like Abel from this story, do you worship God truly? Well, sometimes the Holy Spirit will convict us of a sin, and it can be embarrassing when we realize there are things in our attitude that can be wrong. Lord, you got me, we could say. You hit the nail on the head. Please help me to be the best. Help me to give the best. And that's what Job did in Job chapter 42. That's interesting to read that. Or we can lash out and in anger and do what Cain did. In fact, and we'll talk about this again tomorrow, Cain was very angry. The Hebrew word for anger is the same that's used for the burning of a fire. So Cain got himself extremely angry. So we'll talk about that again tomorrow. Lord, we do know how difficult it is to control our anger and our temper. But Lord, with you in control, you can help us. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.